I'm eating. Sure, you want me to camera?
Please, no, go for it.
Melissa's like, no, don't go for it.
Like, we don't care.
Just put that in.
I have all my beverages, so.
Same. Oh my God, I'm going back and forth. Oh my God, this is gonna be a 6-hour podcast.
Yes,
I know. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Overshare, the podcast. I'm Lily, and I'm here with Jocelyn. And today, we're going to talk about brand trips with our friend Kelsey Darrow, who I'm so excited is coming on. But before we get there, Jocelyn, would you like to kick us off with our first segment?
I would. So, over it.
What she said.
Okay, so let's jump into what we're over. And I had a lot of thoughts. And a lot of things that I was over that I felt like were just far too deep to jump into on this lighthearted podcast. And I had like a whole Google Doc ready to share for some things that I think need to change in our world. But instead, I have decided to talk about the fact that I am so over one of my piercings. Okay. I have a lot of piercings in my ear, and I have had actually one in my tragus. And one in my conch, I guess it's called. I don't know. That's like, I've had a lot of weird ear piercings is what I'm getting at. And
did you do them for beauty tripping?
Yes. Back when we worked at Clever, one of the last videos I was ever involved with, which I actually loved, was going to this place that's really well known and having this guy do constellation piercing on your ear, which is where he just looks at your ear and like talks to it and then puts holes in it. Anywho, so I was like, yes, please have your way with me. Also, I found out that they only use diamonds and gold. And I was like, absolutely, I'll have this for my last video at Clever. If I can get like $2,000 worth of diamonds and gold in my ear hole, sure, sign me up. So cut to, let's say, what has that been? Over a year later, two of those piercings have fallen out. But I recently, I would say in the last 3 months, went to a party that Candy Johnson was throwing, which you must have missed. It was so fun. And beyond like
yep, sounds like I missed it.
Beyond the normal stuff of like having good snacks and good drinks and like photo ops, when I walked in the door, there was this person who was like, who wants a piercing? And I was like, okay, seems like a good idea.
That's such a good thing for a brand, like, or for any kind of party, because piercings are so expensive. And I feel like you don't realize it until it's like, oh, what do you mean? It's like $50 to literally just poke the hole, and then you have to buy the earring too. And then it's like 50 for the other hole. Plus it's ridiculous.
Especially now that Claire's is closed, which like Claire used to really keep her prices low, but now you got to go to a specialty shop and drop some major coin. So when I was at this Candy Johnson party and I heard free piercings, I was like, where do I sit? So I should also give a shout out that the girl right before me passed out in the chair, and I sit down to get my piercing because I have like a high pain tolerance. I'm not worried about it. I get my piercing, which is my fourth one. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see, but Lily, it will not heal. It will not heal. I have done all the right things, and I did some research on it.
How long ago was this?
Like maybe like last year. I don't know. But what I've realized is that I think when I took my earrings out and changed them and tried to put the earring back in, I accidentally poked a new hole, like through the back, like I created my own hole. And so now it's like a whole weird tunnel system inside my ear where there's like a bunch of holes. And I don't like giving up. I'm very tenacious. So I'm not giving up on this piercing, but I'm so pissed off that it still hurts. And I've heard this is a common thing. Have you experienced this?
No, but I would just recommend taking it out.
I don't give up easily, Lily. I'm not giving up on this. So, yeah.
I just, because then it's like you're sleeping on it. I feel like if it was something that wasn't going to get like hit a lot, but I feel like that's not a convenient place to be in a lot of pain. It's like getting a paper cut.
I have to sleep with my hand cupped around my right ear. I'm not actually kidding.
Buy you like earmuffs to wear when you go to sleep.
Chris is like, is your ear better yet? Is it hurting today? And I'm like, no, I'm sleeping with it protected. I have my little hand around it.
Oh my God.
What are you over, Lil?
I am over so many things, Jocelyn, but I'm going to just vaguely leave it at that. I'm so over people that just don't
do research before just assuming things are true or facts, or they just blindly follow people for no reason, like just other than that person said it, so it must be true. They didn't like just look for 2 seconds and get some research to prove otherwise. I feel like this pertains to a lot of situations, including even politics, which we'll even transition into that. I'm over adults that don't agree with you trying to shame millennials into being like, well, where's your sources? Like, you got to watch a lot of different, I'm like, all you watch is Fox News. Why are you telling me to watch more sources when I'm literally on the internet all day watching 80 million different sources when you don't even know how to use Twitter and you haven't even seen things that are actually happening? And that's what I'm over. It's being hypocrites.
That sucks. I'm over that too with you. Yeah. But what I will say to the people listening, tuning into this podcast, watching it, if you don't know this about Lily, she is the best investigative reporter I have ever encountered on the internet. And that I truly believe that at some point in your career, the FBI or the CIA or whatever secret society that exists in the government we don't know about will be hiring you to uncover some truths, okay?
I don't know about that, but I would love to do like a crime documentary.
I fully support. I say do it.
We'll see.
All right. Let's find Kelsey. I'm excited to talk to her.
Yeah, I was like, until then, I'll stick to podcasting and YouTube, but let's join Kelsey.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Oh my god, you guys, here's Kelsey Darrow. She had to finish eating nuts first before I could introduce her.
Yeah, I'm not finished. I'm just gonna
oh my god,
your nuts finished.
I'm not finished, sorry. It's the middle of the day. I'm emotionally eating. I mean, who isn't right now?
Everyone is. Let's be real.
I feel like I don't emotionally eat. I do the opposite.
You don't emotionally eat? I see you having pizza.
I just sit here and I just am like, That's not emotional. That's just normal.
Good point. There is a difference.
So I feel like we have to also introduce, I mean, if people know who we are, they know who Kelsey is because she's like way more famous than us.
Oh,
like,
please.
No, it's true. Lily, wouldn't you agree?
Or it's like they thought that I was Kelsey.
That's like the biggest compliment ever. And the stuff that you guys do, I'm such a fan of. So shut the front door. I don't know what kind of podcast this is.
It's a podcast you can feel free on for sure. Okay.
I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about, but congrats on having a podcast. Yay, yay, yay.
Thank you.
So who's been your favorite guest so far?
You.
Good answer.
Today I was looking at your website, which like, I mean, I've never looked at your website because why would I look at your website?
Wait, you have a website?
It's really nice, by the way.
You're just supposed to have one, I think, in LA because if for some reason, like an exec doesn't know how to value someone based on social media, which is like basically how this business works now, it's good to have like a D plan of a website. So thank you. And dear God, no one bother go to look at it, please.
Yes, but, like, you did. I just did.
It's nice. It's really nice.
It says writer, filmmaker, funny bitch. And then it says, oh yeah. And you click on it. And then it's like little...
Because I just wanted it to be silly. Websites are so dumb. Do you guys have websites? Like,
yeah, I have
websites?
One too. It's the same concept.
Here we go. What is it?
But Kelsey, I haven't updated it in like probably 5 years.
Is it just JocelynDavis.com?
JocelynDavis.com. It looks
there
like
it is. There, you look like a wellness guru.
I look like a wealthy housewife in like Newport Beach or something like that.
Okay, though, can we talk about that picture is literally over 10 years old?
What? You haven't changed like, a fucking beat, bitch.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
You look so cute. That's
very generous.
Good, honestly,
when I looked at your website, I was like, you're very multi-hyphenate. Besides creating BuzzFeed, which is what I credit you with, not even kidding, you do like so many other things.
I will take credit for helping them open up a vertical to millennial women. So yes, I will take that. Thank you. That's so nice of you to say. I think in this day and age, like you guys are, you get it. You have to be so many fucking things. You can't be one thing because that's not employable.
Or fun. It's yeah, not like, as fun. And,
yeah, everyone's far too cheap if you only have one skill.
Yeah, they're like, you can only shoot with a camera. Ooh.
No, we need you to do like gymnastics and also do this.
And digital design and fucking Photoshop and also promotion. And then can you bake us a cake just because?
And if they're you can do everyone's makeup because like we were talking about, you're like a beauty guru now.
Wannabe. I'm a wannabe beauty guru. Okay. I could never do that because first of all, when I do beat the face fully, I break out all the fucking time. So it's like, it would just be perpetuating. Like this quarantine has been the best thing for my skin because it's just like purging like a motherfucker. But I just think it's fun. Like, I don't know how you guys feel about makeup, but it was always my favorite part of like going out with my girls. It was like getting ready in the bathroom, everyone trying to do each other's eyeliner, like fucking with each other's hair. Like it's just such a fun meditative practice for me. Like it's not a stressful thing.
Probably because you're good at it.
I truly wish I felt that way. Yeah.
I've had a lot of practice.
I've never had those thoughts in my life.
Yeah. It comes from like a deep, deep insecurity of being an ugly duckling in high school, right? It's like, how much makeup can I put on and then I'll be Regina George? And then so you just sit and practice and cry in front of the mirror in those early pubescent days. So it doesn't come from a good place. Like being good at makeup is not like a good thing in my case.
Oh my
gosh. Well, I'm trying to think back.
Now
of
you
like,
have a skill.
How did we meet Kelsey? Like, I think it was because we thought that you guys looked alike. Is that how you guys originally met? Or how you guys met first?
I thought we met on Twitter.
I know. I feel like we ran. Yeah, I was like, I feel like I tweeted you. Someone tweeted something about you and then I responded and then you responded. And then
we just were like following each other on Twitter and then we met in real life.
And it was just like, oh, at a movie premiere.
And you were there too, Josh, weren't you?
I was there. We were there. We sound so Hollywood. Oh, yeah. We met at a movie premiere. Like
it was for Atomic Blonde, the Charlize Theron movie. But we're like canceling that now because the producer is like a predatory serial rapist. So bye to that movie.
Of course he is.
But we love Charlize.
Yes.
And we went as badass women and we had fun. And we were like, oh, this is like the BuzzFeed girls meeting the I was about to say cricket girls because I'm currently looking at my cricket. That's another conversation. Clever girls. It was like when two worlds combined.
That's
and
all.
Now here we are.
Got the collab I didn't know I needed.
Hey, yeah. I feel like Lil and I have connected on such a deeper level of humanness just because of our chronic pains. And like when you meet someone else that lives that life, you're like, oh, I have someone that I can text that isn't the friends and family that I normally always complain to. So like, you know, then we got to establish that more like, exhausting but raw friendship. Exhausting on my part.
Well, and then
not your part.
Literally, it's like she's like listening to me vent about all my problems and being like the best person ever. And then it's like, oh, actually, the bottom half of my face is numb, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, and all of it's like a doctor's fault, and blah blah blah. And I'm like,
we had a fun like first meeting.
Ugh.
It was a lot.
Just I don't know how. You do everything you do.
You, bitch.
Dealing with. No.
Bitch, you. And everyone agrees. Okay. We won't go into that.
Yeah, I was like, now we're just like. Also, I feel like we all got to hang out a lot on what we're going to talk about today is brand trips.
Get your tea
ready. We got to hang out on the Tarte one. Joss, what one were you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the Tarte trip, actually.
Okay. Do you want to kick us off?
I would love to kick it off. So as kind of barfy as it feels to say this, all three of us are a part of the influencer community. Right? Don't you feel like barfing a little bit when you say that? I know I do.
So complex.
But I think one of the most like elusive and attractive things to the outside world about our jobs definitely circulates around these brand trips that we get invited on, which, by the way, are oftentimes like, I'm just like, how did I get here? Yeah, how did 100%. I get invited on this?
Imposter syndrome to its fullest.
100%.
Every single time.
I gotta say, the imposter syndrome for me has never been stronger than when it was when all three of us, in fact, were invited on a Trippin' with Tarte, which is maybe the pinnacle of the influencer brand trip. Don't you think so?
Yeah. And we got
that
the,
and like Revolve.
Yes.
Revolve, because they go to like private islands. We got, okay, this is me complaining. I'm like, we only got to go to New York, but like, I go to New York like half of the year for work and stuff. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be in New York and see my friends and use it as more of like a side thing. But how did you guys feel when you were like, I'm invited to a trip with Tarte to New York?
Honestly, one of truly, I felt like, to quote Adeline Morin, she was like, I have been manifesting this shiz for years. And that's how I felt too. But because I'm definitely not a beauty guru whatsoever, I was actually shocked to be invited. I'm definitely a fan of Tarte and I'm obsessed with all the people that work there.
Wearing all of it right now.
So kind, so wonderful. So all of us get invited on this trip and it's like all expenses paid. And also you get to bring a plus one. So I was like, what is even this like, this sorcery about? I'm so into it. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to go on this trip. They only wanted me to like post one photo. I was like, can I post 17 photos? Is that okay? Because I'm that excited. So Chris and I fly to New York. We get there. And when I walked into our hotel room, I was so blown away by what I saw. Literally, when I say every square inch of this room was covered in Tarte products, small donuts,
lots of sugar.
And then also, oh, no big deal, just like bikinis that cost like $200. Cosa Bella pajamas, fuzzy slippers.
It luggage. Was so,
luggage. Yeah. To take everything home.
They, a rope? They left. Because also there's, it was each time we went in, there was something new. Mm-hmm. It was like a new, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like Christmas, but like multiple days in
they
a row.
They literally like give better. You new, they give you luggage because they know you won't be able to travel back with how much free shit they're giving you.
It was,
and
honestly,
I still couldn't fit it.
Yeah. I remember asking Adeline because, you know, she did like a collab with Tarte and she's in that world. I was like, is this how it always is on these trips? And she was like, she just sweetly like nodded her head like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I never want to get over this. So not only do we get like free stuff every time we leave our room, we also get to go watch a Knicks game in a box with like unlimited food.
Okay. Unlimited chicken nuggets. I would very much like to take a moment to talk about the chicken nuggets if you would.
You
be
were
so
very, please. Very zoned in on the nugs.
These chicken nuggets, my friends, were double baked. They were like double fried. Juicy, juicy, juicy. I mean,
white meat. It's lunch.
And then it was like a sweet glaze, but crunchy. And the sauces, 4, 5, or 6. I mean, we're talking everything from hot to juicy to sweet, sweet buttermilk. And they were like half nug, half finger. So I don't even know what you would call that size, but I'll never forget it.
Wow.
I'm done.
I feel like I had a missed opportunity. I was mostly eating sushi, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, there was sushi too. What the fuck?
I feel like you just gave a eulogy.
I do. I mean, I'm sad that they're gone. I'm sad I don't have them.
I know. It's understandable.
I could talk about this trip endlessly. The next day, they took us to an indoor pool party where Diplo was DJing.
Never got in the pool.
I definitely was like, I'll take a hard pass on that.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing the pool.
It was about like 6 people big.
It was small. It was
big.
Oh,
on the stage.
Oh, yes.
But they did have
yes.
free McDonald's there, remember?
I love that you recall all the food items. I appreciate that.
Always. Like, I remember the one drink item.
Yeah, we were drinking very heavily, and I think they planned that. They were like, we have a fucking ton of shit-faced millennials in a fucking hot warehouse. Throw rain down cheeseburgers and french fries. It was amazing.
It was awesome. And we also had like private transportation the entire time, which is like gold when you're in New York. We didn't have to deal with anything, cabs, figuring our way around. And I would estimate that when we left that trip, each of us probably left with like $10,000.
Oh, yes. Yeah. At least. Yeah.
And
I think we actually tried to price it out. I still have stuff too.
I'm still using the makeup and I probably will be for the next 10 years. But I just feel like that was the best thing I've ever manifested. And now I need to find a bigger dream, you know? So that's my brand trip, which like typically I feel like on the show, I share like negative things. But today I was like, today I'm going to share a good experience. And also I would like to be invited on another Tarte trip. So
yes,
if any of you are watching, please invite us.
I remember Lily and I, we took the same flight out there. We were like a little bit behind everybody. And we remember, do you remember this being like, oh, they're trying to like diversify who they're bringing on these trips because like they're getting a bad reputation for only inviting like hot bitches. And we were like, they're bringing the real,
like all of us,
like sea level looking motherfuckers. Me and Lily are like,
it was like we got there and we're like, oh, we're friends with all of these people.
Yeah,
okay,
we're like, oh, we're ugly. They invited us normal girls, so this seems attainable and reachable, and like any girl could be here. Like we're like the Amy Schumers of the trip. Like we were laughing so fucking hard because these girls are gorgeous, gorgeous.
It's crazy.
I mean, they have, it's people that have like plain makeup and skincare routines, for example.
Like they
like,
have
my
like,
plain skincare routine is like nothing.
Don't drag yourself. Don't, it's Lil. You gotta have a face skincare routine.
Not on the plane.
Oh yeah. Well, I bring lotions and face masks because it's very dry. It gets very dry.
Oh,
very
I,
true.
I'm too, I yeah, dry it out.
You're like a prune.
So who wants to overshare? Who's oversharing next? I'm very excited to hear these stories because I feel like with you, Lil, I might have even been on whatever trip you're going to talk about.
Yeah, here, Kelsey, I'll finish this off. You go next.
Oh, okay, shit. I just put another nut in my mouth because I thought you were going.
Or I can go.
Hold on.
I can go.
Okay, you go. You go.
Okay. So I guess it was probably right when I officially got hired at Clever. So after my 3 months of interning, when I was like, hi, I've been doing this for free for 3 months and I don't have a job or go to school. So this is kind of pointless. Can I have some money, please? And they were like, oh, here's $30,000 a year. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay, thanks. But so I was our ad campaign manager. And before that, it was pretty much like the ad campaigns that Joss and Dana would do are very like, it was just like, oh, here's what the brand wants you to say and you have to say it. So up until then, they hadn't really gotten too creative, but now Clever had started growing more and they wanted to like movie studios in particular. We're trying to be like, okay, let's make some custom content, like come up with something together. I don't even remember. I did not come up. I came into this like after it had been pitched by someone that like literally didn't even, it's like someone at another company that had bought Clever. And it was for the movie Grown Ups 2. And you know how since the taxes and everything are really high in LA that a lot of filming will go on
right
elsewhere?
Yeah.
Specifically, New Orleans has been a big place in recent years.
Yeah.
Recent years. This is now like literally 8 years ago.
but, it still is hot. Still is hot. Georgia, Canada, New Orleans, Florida.
There you go. So apparently, Grown Ups 2 doesn't have anything to do with New Orleans, but Alexander Ludwig, who was in Grown Ups 2 for, honestly, I think maybe like five. I don't even think he's in it. Very
so
much.
Short. So short.
Like 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
He plays someone's kid. But he is who, like, the studio has for this ad campaign. That's the talent they have to offer. But he's in New Orleans. So they're like, let's do this custom thing where you're going to go interview Alexander Ludwig at this school, and then he's going to let the kids out for summer.
I cannot believe this is a real thing we did. This was so dumb.
We,
I'm
literally confused. Same. So we get this pitch back, like we get this idea sent back to us after, like, I hadn't even seen the original pitch that someone said we should do this. And it's like, all of a sudden it's happening. And it's like, okay, you guys are flying to New Orleans tomorrow.
That's always how it happens. Here's your ticket. I got to find someone to feed my cat.
I had just gotten hired. So it's like, I didn't even know. I'm like, what do you mean? What? Like, I thought we were just like doing videos in this little studio and just like on a green screen. What do you mean we're going somewhere? And we have to go. The pitch was like that he would be doing this announcement over the PA system and then being like, school's out for summer, and like pressing the bell and then letting these kids out.
Real kids.
We're like,
great point. So real kids, are they going to be in our video?
Everyone knows that you don't work with kids or animals.
No,
period.
Never.
It's like
I had just gotten this first job and I was like, that feels like, how are we going to get releases
like,
for that?
A tsunami of kids seems like the worst fucking pitch.
And that's how the premise of this concept is written out. It's like, and then you see kids' papers are flying and all this stuff. And I'm like,
also, what do they think? Do they think the kids? Fucking Steven Spielberg? What the fuck kind of assignment is this?
Guys, I highly recommend everyone go look up this interview because it's on Clever TV. What it got minimized down to because none of it was possible is such a joke. It's literally like him it's like a extreme close up of him pressing it and like, school's out for summer. And then we literally all threw papers up in the air and took turns like running down the hall to then layer on top of each other and make it look like there was more people.
Oh, and like a grown adult speed.
Yes, and this was all done at the school that was like
abandoned touch.
I literally got like given this headmaster's number and it was like a private school so he could approve it and didn't need a release. It was the weirdest thing in my life. And then while we were there, I randomly had a friend from, not even a close friend, it was like an acquaintance from college that happened to be living in New Orleans at the time. And she's like, oh my God, come hang out. Me and my sister are having a barbecue. And then we go hang out with like, what movie were they filming? It was like,
Games or something. I have no idea. Something big.
I don't know. Bunch of actors and stuff that then we end up hanging out with the rest of the night. It was the weirdest trip of my entire life.
Also, Lily, one random fact that just popped into my head is that Alexander Ludwig was like such a champ. Such a champ. We found out, Kelsey, listen to this.
I have to look who that up. I have to look.
He was in the Hunger Games. That's like what he's most known for. He was in some other like Disney movies when he was a kid. But get this, the night before our shoot was his 21st birthday.
Oh, no. And he's like a tall, good-looking, hot white guy who absolutely went out and did some bad shit.
He came in and it was like he was still drunk, I think.
That's
but he showed up. He showed up and he did a good job and he definitely smelled like alcohol. But I will respect him until forever because the day after my 21st birthday, I was like asleep under a couch somewhere.
I'm so intrigued by people like this who are actors, who are clearly professional actors, but they're not necessarily household names. And like,
At the time, he was big because of Hunger Games. That's why we were interviewing him.
But what's he up to now? Like, what's he doing? Is he all right? Like, is he making enough money through quarantine? Like, people in this stage of acting, like, maybe I'm an idiot. He's got 500,000 Twitter followers, so maybe I'm a fucking idiot. Maybe he's more popular in Canada. Never mind. Ignore me.
But I do remember from Comic-Con a few years ago, he was on a show called Vikings. I have no idea what network that's on.
Ragnar
Lothbrok braid situation going on.
Yeah.
We named our cat Ragnar after that show because my dad was obsessed with it. Ragnar.
I love that. But yeah, Lily, that trip.
He's been working quite a bit, actually.
I'm looking at his IMDb like, I think he's gonna. Maybe they'd be doing shit up in Canada right now.
I was like, I've never seen these, but he's been a regular on several series. So.
Wow. Yeah. He's doing fine.
That was my first, it wasn't a brand trip. Like I got brought on because I was an influencer, but like my first trip where it's like they paid for travel to send us for a work thing.
That's a big deal.
Lily was literally working at the counter like the week before. Like, not even kidding. So it was actually really impressive. You did a really good job on that shoot. Because it was a mess. It was a mess. It was crazy.
It was like, it really only needed to be an interview. There was so much unnecessary, just like chaos going on.
Well, that's good that you like fucking proved your worth early on and was like, look what I can do with what you gave me. I think that's cool.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, good for you. You should be proud.
What about you, Kelsey? You've probably been on a lot of brand trips. I feel you were like on a cruise all summer or something last year.
Well, I should have gone on.
Oh, yeah. You fucking missed out. Well, so it's so funny when I got this email that the subject was going to be brand trips, I was like, what brand trips have I been on? Like, Tarte was really the first brand trip. Everything else that I had done with BuzzFeed was more work, like kind of like Lily's situation where it was like, yeah, they paid for the flight, but I wasn't going to like have fun. I was going to do like meetings and shooting. And like, I had never been like plucked out to go represent a brand except for the time I went with you guys to Tarte and the time that I did the Bellamy Hair Europe yacht trip, which is the other one that I was gonna
the casual Europe yacht trip.
I went from like zero doing absolutely nothing to like being flown fucking across the country on a yacht with like gold caviar coming off my ass. Like it was so I was like, what? When I couldn't, it was that same thing Josh said, like I could not understand why they would invite me. But we had made a BuzzFeed video for them, not even like for them. They were just one of the brands we had used in a hair video. And I guess they thought I was like obnoxious and like fucking full of energy. And I think they knew like Lil, how we felt with the other hot, like European bitches were going to be like models. They were like, we need something. We need something that's going to post.
We need
some,
the
like,
attainable group.
Yeah, we got to get something on here. So that whole trip was such a fucking clusterfuck of amalgamation of so many different things and ideas, because I was like, if I'm going to Europe, they wanted me to come for 48 hours. They wanted me to fly there, get there in the afternoon, party on the yacht, sleep over the next morning, have breakfast, and then fly back to LA.
That time change alone is just like, I can't adjust. And it's like, I need 48 hours to then be normal.
Yeah. And like, I love Bellamy. I still work with them. I still am like on, you know, Insta with them. And, you know, I haven't done anything with them since that trip, but I still love them. And I think they're a great brand. But like this was their first influencer trip ever. And so the like contract of what they expected us to do and like what the, you know, liabilities were and things like that, I was like, they wrote this on a napkin. Someone wrote this on a napkin and like pigeoned it to my manager's fucking mailbox. And so getting there, I literally decided, I think the day before I was supposed to leave, that I was going to do it, because I was trying to get them, instead of flying me there for 48 hours and then flying me back, fly me there and then I'll stay and I will pay for the rest of my trip. And will you just get me my flight back like 2 weeks later? Because I'll go do like a Europe trip and film some videos. And they were like, nope.
What?
And I was like, it's literally cheaper.
What's the difference?
I'm sending the like travel girl flights that are hundreds of dollars cheaper because now they're trying to buy a flight within days with a 48 hour turnaround. And I was like, I'm saving you like $700 by letting me leave 2 weeks later. So literally the night, by the way, I shouldn't be negotiating any of this, but I so badly wanted to go on a yacht.
But also like that's like a very, very common request for work trips to like extend your trip so you can enjoy where you are.
Like I said, first brand deal. Fucking nothing was what it was supposed to be. So
true.
I was like, fucking like 24 hours before I was supposed to leave, they buy me the ticket. I bought my best friend a ticket to come with because I was like, it's her birthday. It's her big 30th birthday. Like, how fun would it be if she got to come with? They were like, yeah, sure, she can come on the boat if you guys sleep in the like little room together. And so we get there and it is a gold, like, four-story yacht.
What?
Gold, wrapped in gold. And then, like, the jet skis are wrapped in gold and, like, all the floaties are gold. And I'm just walking up to this, like, what? But, like, this was different. This shit was different kind of money. I was like, this is not a brand trip. I feel like something's illegal happening. Like something bad is happening here. This is not normal. And so, you know, you get on the boat. Yeah, I was like, oh no, this is like a drug dealer's boat, right? Like, I'm probably gonna get sued for saying that, whatever. But so we get on the boat and it's 24 hours of like the best time of my fucking life. And I had recently then had only been sober. I decided to get sober and I had been sober for 2 months. And I was so, so afraid of relapsing because it was like, premium, top shelf,
top of the line.
The men aren't wearing
just
shirts.
Like champagne, like coming around, like
coming around, literally with bottles, like pouring shit. Like they're hot as fuck, and I'm like, oh no! Like so. Instead, I just kept giving them to my best friend, like throwing it over my shoulder. Yeah, she got so fucking plastered, and so we go out on these jet skis, and we have a private chef who's cooking us all of our meals. And they give us this meal where things are made of smoke and gold, like shit you can't even fucking pick up because it falls apart. And you're like, what's the point of this? And so the whole point of the trip is to show off their extensions and wigs and hair pieces. And so for like, you know, out of the 24-
like Kelsey's jet ski photo shoot.
from like of the 24 hours that this trip was of like getting on in the afternoon and then getting off the next afternoon, I would say probably 10 of those hours I spent in a hair chair having girls like braid. They had a salon on the yacht.
Oh gosh, I hadn't even thought of that. I was gonna ask you if you went into your room on the yacht and there was just like wig heads everywhere.
Oh yeah, there were. I took a bunch of wigs home. I had to buy a suitcase. I got wigs on wigs, but like I was literally sitting in the chair of like girls braiding my hair to put the like headpiece on, and then and they go be like, okay, go out, and then they take a bunch of photos, and then you come back in and you put another wig on and you go back out, and then like they want to style it, so they have to curl it and they have to braid it and they have to bleed and they have to floof it and they have to fuck it, and then you're just like, can I jump in the water? And they're like, no, get the photos. And like they didn't, yeah, they were very nice. And so you do, you know, you do that all day long. And meanwhile, like, it's just so funny. The girls that are there are so hot and European. So not only are they just like the girls we went to New York with, but they have accents and they're very fun.
Oh, gosh.
And so I was just like, what is this world you guys are in? And, you know, I don't think any of them stayed in touch. I don't think any of them, like, I don't think any of them
did
ever.
Did make your new best friends?
No, I don't think any of them even, like, followed me on the fucking thing. And so, yeah, after that, the next day, you know, they spend the night, like, out on the water that's, like, 50 yards from the
out at sea.
But I will say, like, our little cabins that we had a cabin that was on the lower level right next to the water, you know, where they put the, like, poor people and the workers. And, like, the morning. Yeah. It was, like, Titanic shit. They're, like, poor people in the bottom. So when we woke up, though, it was, like, you know, you look out of your little galley porthole and it's just, like, the most incredible, beautiful, like, sunrise of, like, the European seaside I've ever seen in my fucking life. And you just, like, a single tear rolls down your cheek and you're, like, what did I do to deserve this? Nothing. I didn't do a fucking single thing to deserve that. So I really took that in and then spent 2 weeks in Europe by myself and fucked around and it was amazing. And that was like one of the only two brand trips I've ever been on in my life.
I love that. And I don't know if you're like me and Lily. I feel like
good way to kick it off.
I feel like this is what always happens to us on these trips. I feel like we've met because we've been on so many trips together. We've actually met a lot of friends on trips, but I feel like we usually become like better friends with like the people in charge of the trip.
Same.
You know,
I think that's just our personalities though, right? Like we're all producers, so like we want to know how
when
shit
you
works.
See them all stressed and stuff, yeah. And they're always freaking out and you're like, are you okay? Do you like is everything
yeah
good?
How
like
can we help you? I can't lay around, I can't sit out and tan, I'm too pale. And God bless the girls who can, because I just want to fuck the shit out of them. They're hot as shit, but I can't sit still. I'd rather be working, you know. I can't sit still.
And also, Kelsey, oh my gosh, I ran into you at a movie premiere. I can't remember. It was some Christmas movie. Yes. And I you were like wearing a wig. And I was like, Kelsey, is that you? And you're like, yeah, I'm just wearing a wig today. I wanted to like reinvent myself. And I was like, that's cool.
That was a wig from
I'm actually surprised you don't wear them more.
Dude, every time I go into my closet, it's in like the first drawer that I see. So I'm always like,
you're
today?
Like,
today? But the ones that I have are insane. Like, I didn't take the, like, cute little normal blonde ones. I took, like, the fucking purple and the, like, 6-foot-long platinum. And I'm definitely into wigs. I want to be more into wigs. But I also want to respect... Yeah, they're hot. They're so fucking hot. And I want to, like, respect wig culture and, like, make sure it's a place in a space that I can be in and, like, you know, that whole thing. So
totally.
I want to wear more wigs.
Great. It could be your rest of the year resolution, you know?
Mm. My new Instagram thing.
Well, I hope that all of us get to go on a brand trip together in the future.
What's, like, y'all's dream brand trips?
Gosh.
Like, what brand?
Honestly, probably a trip in with Tarte, but, like, not New York.
Like a private island.
You know how they, like, take, like, the famous influencers mm-hmm. to, like, zip to line island. In Hawaii or something like that. Mm-hmm. I would mm-hmm. like to do that.
They're like, here's chicken nuggets and dirty New York shitty. Fucking figure it out. Take some pictures. You guys are editors. You can make it look cute.
They're like, let's call them. They're like, oh, they would love chicken nuggets. Let's invite them.
Chicken nuggets. I got some girls.
We got reached out to. We already last. It's long ago now. When did we go to to Puerto Rico?
Oh yeah, year and a half ago.
And they reached out and they want us to go again when we can.
See,
when,
I think
traveling's allowed again.
BuzzFeed would get those kinds of offers all the fucking time, but they were so adamant about. Never taking, like, free stuff. Like, that was never allowed to do. Like, it was such a process to involve a brand or, like, a travel. We never got to do that.
Well, and it sucks because the reason I like the travel one so much, and this is for, like, Discover Puerto Rico. It's, like, their, like, basically their travel PR. And the reason I like promoting ones like that, it's because it doesn't feel like you're promoting, like, a product. It's like, no, you just get to enjoy a place and, like, see what it's like and see what cool things there is to do to visit rather than just being like, oh my God, I love this. Powerade.
Have you heard what they're doing? I've seen it most specifically from TikTok. That's where I get all of my information these days.
Obviously.
Yes.
It's a lot of information on TikTok.
Yeah. No, I learned more there than I've ever fucking learned in high school. That's another podcast. Mm-hmm. But specifically in Mexico is doing it, that because things are unfortunately slowly starting to open up, that they're giving away, like, free nights when you book. Like, if you book 2 nights, you get 3 nights free. And so it ends up being like they're paying for half the trip, and it's going crazy right now on TikTok, where you can find these, like, you know, places that run off of tourism, right? Like Cabo, Cozumel. Like,
and they need to just jumpstart it.
Yeah. Like,
them that it's good.
Right. A few years ago, we had a trip planned to Cabo, and then a hurricane hit bad. And we were like,
I remember it destroyed
it. Devastated. It, like, devastated the island. And we were like, fuck, we shouldn't go. This is, like, awful. And then the travel agents were like, no, like, that city needs people. And so we went, but it was so, like, it felt so fucked up and wrong to be there while, like, we're sitting on the beach having a pina colada and some guy's, like, rebuilding his business behind us. And we're just like, we gotta go. We gotta do that. We can't.
But honestly, you are really stimulating the economy, which is, like, what their economy is. That's why we went to Puerto Rico the first time, was because the island had been, like, totally devastated by the hurricane. And that's why they invited us, because they wanted to start showing, like, it's okay to come back. We're ready for you. We're ready for travelers.
It's so great.
And, like,
and I said, after we got there, it was like, no one had told me and I didn't know that the hurricane had happened, I would have been like, oh, there's some buildings that are messed up. But, like, I would not have assumed it was from a hurricane.
Oh, I literally was about to say, is someone's screen, someone's walking, but it was my own screen and with my own boyfriend walking behind. So
I was going to say hi, and then I realized you had headphones on.
I don't know. Yeah, he's probably, I don't know.
Well, cheers to many more brand trips. But Kelsey, would you like to stick around for our final segment?
Please, please, please let me hang out with you guys.
All right.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay, so for our final segment, this is called Farewell, which, like, we kind of hate but kind of love because it's, like, cheesy, like me at least. In this segment, we
it's
end
like
on
farewell,
a
but we say we share something by saying farewell.
That yes. when you explain it, it's much cuter.
Yes.
I went with, like, wellness brand stuff, and I was going to be like, it's okay.
So we like to end the show on a positive note, you know, and share something that has brought us joy in the previous week.
I love that because one of my favorite NPR podcasts does this, and it's literally called What's Making Me Happy.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one.
That's essentially what this is.
It's a pop culture happy hour.
Oh, I need to listen to
that. Not promoting another podcast on your podcast. But
it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's really good.
Free time. This brought me joy last night. I saw it on Twitter. It was, and I don't know where it took place. Where it's, because isn't Tesco not in
Oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think it's in Europe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Basically, a guy on Twitter does this entire thread where he was buying broccoli and there was caterpillars in it. And it's like not one time, like every time him and his roommate bought this kind of broccoli, there were these same kind of caterpillars in it. And so then they started keeping the caterpillars, and the caterpillars like cocooned and went through their whole thing and then were butterflies, and then they freed them outside.
It's
what?
A whole saga.
They treated the whole thing.
They named them. There was like a love story.
That is beautiful.
It's amazing. It's like, I retweeted it. So if anyone wants to go check it out, I don't remember what the guy's name is, but
he's so hot. Like, the whole time you're reading it, you're like, oh, this is probably a fucking nerdy ass science British guy. And then you get to the end and he's hot. He's young and hot. You're like, oh shit. That made me happy indeed.
Well, I retweeted it and was like, this is unsettling, but also like really great. Like, it's funny to see that he literally kept them and turned them into butterflies, but like, what if you just ate it? Like, they were green in the broccoli.
They blended in. The first picture, I swear to God, I can't fucking see them. I don't know what.
And then when he's posting that they like sent him like a gift card for like $1, and he's like, they eat more than that. Like,
they sent them a gift card for like $1, like €1 to like repay his broccoli.
Like, honestly,
someone
just
from Tesco though did respond to the final tweet. They were like, please come back.
That kind of reminds me of a much better version of the strawberry thing on TikTok, which is so disgusting.
Oh, I tried to do it.
I've heard it's fake and that people are putting the bugs in afterwards.
I tried it. Nothing happened.
I don't know if I can ever eat another strawberry.
I literally recorded it being like, you guys are ruining strawberries for me. Let's see what happens. And then like 2 hours later, I'm like, I have to delete
nothing
this
happened.
You're like, darn, about. There's no spiders in my strawberries.
What about you, Kelsey? What brought you joy this week?
Oh my God. Okay. I'm about to show you. I was going to wait till my birthday in August to ask for this from my family. And then I watched so much TikTok that I couldn't fucking wait anymore. So I went and bought myself an iPad as a birthday present. Yeah. And I got like the older generation because it was on sale at Best Buy for like, okay, first of all, just listen to this price difference. For one of these.
Did you just say that you wanted an iPad so you watched TikTok?
I've been watching so much TikTok that like everyone on TikTok uses an iPad to draw and use like Procreate and make stickers and stuff. Work. So like, check this shit out. I made my first sticker on my iPad and I'm going to try and print it out. And it's it says Slytherin slut.
Oh, I love it. That's really nice. You drew that?
Yeah, right on the iPad. See, I could have never done that.
And
I
know so, you.
I feel like whip it out and use it.
Like, so like that was the thing is I borrowed my neighbor's and I was like, let me just like fuck around with this. And I used it for 5 minutes and I was like, I'm going to Best Buy right now.
Wait, so what was the price difference? I love sales.
God. Yes. Okay. So here's the thing. This is the Gen 7 and the new one just came out. So they're like hardcore pushing the new one and it's like got a different kind of pencil and you can like. And so this one was on sale at Best Buy and Target down. From like, I don't know, whatever the regular price is, they had it on sale for like $300.
What?
And so with all the accessories I bought and like the apps and the, you know, the cover case and everything, it ended up being like $500 total, which
that's
you know,
awesome.
It's basically a second computer. And I was like, oh, this is $500 for a second computer. That's insane. So 7th generation iPads, go get it now. You're welcome.
Also, Apple, give her a brain deal.
Use mine.
Lil, you would have a fucking heyday. Think about the thumbnails you could make.
Oh.
Well, that's why I'm like, I never use it. Because I got it when I got a new phone a couple years ago. And they were like, hey, you can add an iPad for like $200.
Look at
bucks.
This. And I, was I like, drew my family's then, portrait from when we went to Harry Potter World.
What?
Literally, we have, I'm pretty sure we have that same picture with that exact same background.
Yeah, I drew these.
Oh my God, that's awesome. What are you doing it in?
It's an app called Procreate.
You already said that.
Yeah, anyone that does TikTok knows. And so these are the next ones I'm making. I'm doing Ravenclaw cunt, Gryffindor whore, and Hufflepuff ho.
You need to send these to Megan. She would be obsessed with them.
I'm going to like make them cute, print them out, and then like I'm going to make a sticker pack. So y'all, that's what I'm promoting.
Also, Kelsey, don't forget that's a tax write-off, girlfriend. So basically it's free. It costs $0.
Then, yeah.
That's such a good point. I got to text my business manager right now.
You should. Look at you investing. I love that for you. That's amazing.
And honestly, for like my mental health right now during quarantine, I was doing 7,000 fucking things, right? Like every day I felt like I needed to do this and this and this. And my boyfriend and my roommate were like, you have to sit down and like relax. And so this is sitting down. There's a million things I can do. And it's like, it's given me a little bit of like, relaxation.
Meditative.
Yeah. Like, oh, I will look up and I'll have been drawing one fucking circle for 2 hours. And I'm like,
that's how I feel about Photoshop.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you like Photoshop,
I'll like be like changing. Oh, like, right.
They don't have vector
I'll be,
yet.
Like, changing
but...
colors and stuff.
All right, Joss, your turn.
Joss, oh, yes, it's your... my turn. It's my turn. So I might be late to the party, and I feel like, Kelsey, you probably already know who this person is because you probably know, like, the who's who of the comedy people. But I am not that cool, and so I just became exposed thanks to Instagram to a woman named Heather McMahon.
I knew it.
Did you really?
I knew that was who it was going to be because she's popping off. Like, her okay. podcast, too.
She is so funny.
So funny.
She is what the world needs. She is here to save all of us, okay? Mm-hmm. I found her because Show Me Your Moo Moo, which is this clothing brand that, like, sometimes they give me clothes, but I love their emails. And I opened it one day, and it was a whole new campaign that they were doing with this girl, Heather. And I looked at all the photos, and they were photos, like, actual, like, photo shoot photos of, like, her and her 71-year-old mom just, like, modeling clothes. And I was like, I have no idea who these people are. But I want to be friends with Heather and Renee. Her mom is Renee. So then I started following Heather on Instagram. And she lives in like Mississippi or Alabama or Atlanta. I don't know. Somewhere in the South. And she lives with her mother and her dogs and her fiance. And I've truly never witnessed someone more entertaining in my life. Like I could watch her all day long.
Yeah. She's fucking great.
I have to go follow her.
Yeah. No, she's
I've never heard of her. I'm excited.
And I also just discovered yesterday that she has a podcast.
Yeah. Well, her shit is like up on the charts. That's what I was saying. Like, she's kind of taken over. And she's like, she's still not well known enough. Like, I don't know, like an Amy Schumer or Whitney Cummings that like following her right now is still like pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Totally. I feel like one of the cool kids.
Before but she blows up.
You're not late.
She posts a lot of stuff about, like, I guess she used to be a SoulCycle instructor or something in L.A. And she was, like, the first video I ever watched of her was, like, this is why I never do yoga. She's, like, because I have huge boobs. And every time I try to do plow position, she's, like, let me just show you. She's, like, she does the plow position. And, I mean, I have, like, the boobs of an 8-year-old. But she does it. And like literally her boobs are up here. She's like choked out. I'm choked out immediately. She's like, that's why I don't do yoga because it's relaxing for everybody else. But if you have big boobs, she's like choked out immediately. And I was like, whoever this woman is, her and Renee, her 71-year-old mother, I'm here for it. So I recommend everyone follow them immediately.
Your audience is going to love that.
I think so too. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for coming on our little show.
You guys are going to come on Confidently Insecure, right?
Please.
Yeah. That I always love having work just be an excuse to hang out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we should have just like nice. Done double back to back, but I know we have other shit to do. But yay. Thanks
it was
for having
awesome.
Me.
We'll spread and Lil, it out so like, it can feel more frequent.
There you go.
I like that. Lil, Publish should we send mind. Kelsey away with our farewell?
Oh my God, do you sing?
We should.
One,
three,
two,
one. Thank
you.
What? the fuck?
The internet. Happened? The internet doesn't really.
Lily's on like a lag, like by like a second and a half, because I could still hear my voice coming out of her headphones. So I knew that was going to be bad before it even started.
Yeah,
so I don't know what just happened.
I don't think there's any way to synchronize this. But 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for sharing.
Sharing.
Oh, Lily, you had it in the beginning. You're welcome.
That was a disaster.
Thank you for sharing.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
Love you.
And Melissa too.
And for anyone that's watching that is not on the Kelsey train yet, do what's good. Click the links in the description box, in the info box. Start following her immediately because she is a ray of freaking sunshine.
You are.
And if you're listening to this as a podcast, please, you know, subscribe, do whatever you do on podcasts, like five do stars. The 5 stars, leave a review because rating. We need you. We immense really do. And this is over. So
bye.
Thanks for being here.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.